Well, thank you very much and good afternoon, and we're sorry to have kept you waiting this long. We have been receiving a couple of gifts for the White House, both beautiful and to add to it, but now finally we're delighted, finally, and that's the word, all of you, to the White House. You've probably been hearing a lot of talk about our economic problems, but that isn't why you're here today. So I won't tell you that we inherited a tremendous budget deficit from the last administration. I won't remind you that we're looking for ways to reduce that deficit right now. And I won't certainly suggest that if some of you would just step forward and... to paraphrase a line from Julius Caesar, we invited you here today to honor and praise you, not to bankrupt you. We want to express our very deep appreciation for what you did at a critical moment during the transition. More than 900 people participated in the transition process, and some of them had already begun setting up shops several months prior to the election. If Nancy had learned about that, it would have kept her awake all night for the rest of those several months because she's superstitious about guessing that far in advance on things. But for the leadership from Ed Meese and Penn James, this administration developed a computerized process to keep records of thousands of resumes, all in an effort to find the best qualified people for the most important government positions at all levels. Now, I've always believed, as I said during the campaign, that what we need most in government are skilled people who are willing to step down from their own achievements in order to take that job. We're not seeking those who think a government job is the greatest promotion they ever had. And we were doing just fine locating these exceptional people, and soon found out we were running out of money. We weren't overspending. It's just that we couldn't do what was needed with only a little dusting here or rearranging over there, so we had to give this town the biggest house cleanings it's ever had. And we're not finished yet. Anyway, about our financial problem, we did what would be expected from this administration. We went to private sources for help. And Ed and Drew Lewis and Bill Casey and Vern Orr brought in a very reliable helper, Dan Terra. Within a few hours, Dan and his able assistant, Michelle Archambault, set up the organization which you all manned and served so successfully. And today we thank and honor you, the fellows of the Presidential Transition Foundation. Dan wrote a letter, and he made some phone calls, and before you know it, our budget goal was reached. Incidentally, while I'm mentioning Dan, I tell you that he's always been there to serve since he came on board 2 years ago. I think we both logged more miles on the campaign than anyone else. I'd turn up at a campaign appearance after hours and hours of flight, and the first person I'd see, Dan was there already ahead of me. We were usually the first up in the morning, too, even though some of the joggers will challenge us on that. But Dan has told me how promptly and generously you all responded when he asked for your help. You not only provided us the funds to carry on the work of the transition team, you left us with a surplus. But again, because you're the fellows of the President's Transition Foundation, because you were so generous and gracious in your response, the entire transition team and all the members of our administration join me now in saluting you and thanking you. And now, if you don't mind, I'm going to get away from this thing up here, talking long enough to get down there so we can say hello personally to so many of you, so many old friends that we see here.